bet on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 edition. Having some technical difficulties adding Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse into the show. Let me give him a quick phone call and see if we are able to connect with him this morning on Teams. We are trying to get him into the show. Hey, brother, are you there? Okay, let me get you back in Teams. I called you on my cell phone. So I'll call you right back on Teams. Hopefully you'll be able to answer. Okay, thanks, man. All right, Ian Murphy. Let's get him connected. Running a little bit late this morning. Greatly appreciating him coming on and being part of the show today. Let's see if we can hear him. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. And it's ringing on Teams, but for some reason he's not answering. Let's see if that is the case. All right, you know what? We'll have to do it this way. For some reason it's not working. Oh, let's go to this technology. Again, hate it when it works, love it when it doesn't. Let's see if we're connected. Connected here. Let's see if this gets connected. All right, very good. For some reason, some days we have to do this. We'll do this way. Hey, there he is.
Can you hear me now?
We got you, brother. Did you have to get a new updated version of Teams on your computer?
No, huh?
Huh. That is weird. Well, finally, we got you connected. We got you loud and clear. Hey, Ian, wanted to talk to you real quick this morning about some of these cases that are moving forward, and also Public Act 233.
Mm-hmm.
This is now actually become, I think, a failed law that is being challenged enough in enough jurisdictions. Do you think, have you heard anything about any changes? The Michigan Public Service Commission being sued, all kinds of things happening. Have you heard anything about these new cases that just popped up last week?
I haven't. I've been following as many as I possibly can. I did just see the late night Planning Commission meeting down in Midland County last night, where they turned down DTE's 800 acre development down there. Sure. I've been consulting with some of the commissioners down there on that deal. I got to tell you though, this is activating people all over the state, And by and large, most people do not want these developments, whether they're a solar array or whether it's an AI data center. Data centers are not regulated by the Michigan Public Service Commission. Eagle has more to do with that than anything else, except for the energy contracts that Michigan Public Service Commission can approve for these facilities where they buy large amounts of energy from the grid. What I can tell you, though, is that previous lawsuits against Public Act 233, not so much the Public Service Commission, right, but Public Act 233, failed. That was the one where 70-some counties joined in a lawsuit against Public Act 233. In my opinion, that was misguided. And they can just issue another order like the health department did back during the pandemic. So we'll see how this continues.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to continue on with more with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, carrying on through the break. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. So, Ian, basically, the Midland folks went against basically your advice when they denied the permit. Now, doesn't this expedite the case to the Michigan Public Service Commission?
Yeah, so this is where everything has morphed into. So these previous cases, the Gaylord case, the Sheboygan lawsuit, you know, there's still, it's multifaceted the way that we're approaching this now. You know, since this has started, we'd always said, pass them locally so you can challenge them locally. Now, every jurisdiction that these things are popping up in is completely different. Some places have ordinances, some places have a CREO, some places have a CREO jammed into their ordinance, and essentially that's what happened in Sheboygan. So everywhere that these things are popping up, we have to ask certain questions before we can say, you know, the plan is this, or the plan should be this, then this. So what happened in Midland, for example, is Midland felt that they had Ingersoll Township, to be more specific, they felt like they had a very good ordinance. They've got a good attorney down there that represents them. They felt like they had a very good ordinance. Now, what we've seen in two counties now, that a judge says Public Act 233 has no bearing, and or if you like your ordinance, you can keep your ordinance. So we're taking those rulings and saying to these other jurisdictions like Midland County, we know what has worked before. Let's try and duplicate that again. So let's look at your ordinance. Let's see where, if it has any flaws like Otsego County. Let's see if it is bulletproof like Sheboygan's is. Let's see if we can get a moratorium enacted in order to change your ordinance and or stave off some of these things in order for you to change your ordinance. So Midland has been battling DTE as the developer there since November. They denied one of their applications because it was incomplete. They came back, paid the application fee again. Now Midland is saying, according to their ordinance, DTE is not meeting the ordinance requirements, mainly due to noise and to a contiguity problem, meaning that the parcels are not next to each other. They're not contiguous on the map, if you will, and their ordinance requires it. So essentially what they've done, since the Michigan Public Service Commission now has nine of these applications in front of them, and they have not approved a single one, Midland has decided that they would rather take their chances and say, you know what, DTE, if you want this bad enough, we residents have said no. We have a zoning ordinance, the Zoning Enabling Act, the ZEA, takes precedent over Public Act 233 that was just enacted a couple of years ago. So they are saying, we're going to roll the dice. We believe we have an excellent ordinance. Our locals have stood up. They were out in a meeting till 1 a.m. last night.
Whoa.
Because people don't want these. So they're saying, you know what? We're going to roll the dice. Now, there's one more thing happening down in Midland that is also happening around the state as well. They have commissioners that are farmers. These farmers.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yeah, you see where this is going.
Yes, sir.
So the planning commission comes out and says, we're going to deny this application. They're also then worried that the full board of commissioners, which has property owners that are also signed leases with DTE. Mm. Now, they should be recusing themselves, but part of the problem there.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, 100%. But the problem is, unlike in Otsego, we required that they show us all the leases. So we know all the property owners, we know the incentives, we know all that. Their ordinance in Midland County does not require them to disclose that. So they know that they have a few commissioners that are involved in this project, but then they believe that there is also one more that has not come forward that is also part of this development. So it's so multifaceted that it's not just, you know, a game plan that we can say, oh, hey, you know, we roll into town and we say, do step one, step two, step three. It's just not that easy, Randy. It's wild how different these things are from Midland to Kalamazoo, all over the state, all the way up to Sheboygan.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we appreciate all your input in this and being part of, you know, this legal battle going on across the state. Ultimately, just a quick question before we get to business on Iron Pig and downtown location prohibition. Do you think this is going to force changes to Public Act 233? Is there any way it can be challenged in court that would force the legislature to fix it now that we have a Republican majority? Or is this going to have to wait until we get, hopefully, God willing, a Republican governor and we take back the Senate?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, the latter is probably more likely, only because of what we've seen ahead of everything else. So obviously we know Michigan Supreme Court is packed with Democrats right now. The former lawsuit against Public Act 233 didn't go anywhere. And this is kind of what I was saying before. Even if it had, the Michigan Public Service Commission can simply write another order. That's all 233 is an order. The health department we saw during the pandemic wrote order, 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 order. So if I had gone out and challenged the health order for that day, the health department just the next day can write a new emergency order. Same thing with the Public Service Commission. If we knock down 233, these three same dingbats can just come out and write another terrible order. So we've got to go after the enabling statute, which is like a 460 point something. I don't even remember it now. But that's what really has to happen. And anybody that's listening to this conversation right now that is going to be talking to or running into a gubernatorial candidate in the next few months, ask them, what is your plan for this Michigan Public Service Commission? Because they are all well aware of what's happening, and I've had discussions with nearly all of them about how they plan to remedy or at least work with the legislature to change the enabling statute that allowed Public Act 233 to come down.
Have you had a conversation to that effect with Perry Johnson yet?
I have not. I do know Perry is coming to the restaurant May 1st in the afternoon. He's going to be there on his way up to Mackinac City, I believe. So that excellent. Will be a huge part of our conversation for sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Is that going to be in the afternoon, I hope?
I believe it is. I'm just waiting for Michonne Maddock to get back with me for exactly, you know, what time they're going to be rolling through town. I have a feeling it's probably about 2 to 3 o'clock maybe.
Perfect. Excellent. Because I want to come over there and be part of that conversation. Perry's been on my show. He knows me. He's been running commercials on the station. I want to definitely be part of that conversation because you and I have talked about this so much. And not only that, everybody sees either you or me as the go-to guys. You know, I'm getting text messages and I'm always saying, call or text Ian, call or text Dave Delaney. You know, it's we've got to have a serious conversation with Perry and bring this to his attention.
Yeah, there's a GOP, Otsego County GOP breakfast May 2nd, Saturday morning. And I believe all gubernatorial candidates have confirmed, including John James, to that breakfast. I will be at that breakfast, mainly talking about what we just discussed. And then the Liberty Mountain event in July also is the reason why I'm going to that event as well. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure, as we get a little bit closer too. But anybody that has a chance, Saturday, May 2nd, I believe there are tickets still available for the Otsego County GOP breakfast.
Yeah, very good. All right, very good. I have a family issue I may have to deal with, so I may or may not be able to get it over there on Friday afternoon, but we'll talk about it between then. I want to talk to you about downtown. I'm getting some really good reviews from folks that were going to the Iron Pig, and they said, Randy, when we got there, it was gone. And this other place opened up, Prohibition, and they said, well, we'll give it a try. Come to find out, they realized, I don't know if it was the hostess or the wait staff or whoever, but they mentioned you being a part of this new venue. Explain to the folks again, when they go to downtown location they've been going to for years, what are they going to see downtown Gaylord?
Yeah, when you go downtown now, you're you're going to see the front of the building. You cannot see inside anymore. We've completely blacked out the windows. Essentially, it is now a speakeasy. So if you're used to going into the Iron Pig, counter service, cafeteria style, barbecue restaurant. It is now kind of the exact opposite end of the spectrum for dining. It's a full service table side restaurant, very low key, very mellow, jazz music playing. Soon as you walk in, you can't even walk in the old doors to the Iron Pig. You have to go through the doors next door, which is our dining room side. That used to be what was called Solly's Casual Wear for the better part of 30, 40 years there.
Sure.
We took that over in 2018, but it has its own separate doors. So we blocked off the old doors to the Iron Pig, forcing you to go into new doors, and you get this entire new experience, dim-lit restaurant, candles, linens on the tables. But what's nice is it's not expensive. It's small plates, so if you and Vicky go and have dinner, you're probably going to order two or three of these $10 to $12 plates that you're going to share. Tapas style is kind of what they used to call it in the mid-2000s. It was very popular for a while.
Right.
So we just kind of looked at what was needed around Gaylord, and everything downtown especially is just – it's bar food. You know, the same, you know, French fries and burgers and stuff like that. We said, you know what? Let's do something a little bit different. Let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum of what we've been doing. And let's give a little nod to when the Iron Pig was prohibited from selling advertising alcohol, selling food for a brief time. So we thought a prohibition theme restaurant would be a fun way to go. And it like you said, the reviews and the comments coming back are wonderful. Being that it's April and we don't have a lot of people in town right now, that's the only thing that's just holding us back, is we're just waiting for those warm temperatures. All the tourists, the golfers, all those people really will crank everything up for us.
Excellent. Well, it's funny because they were so excited they were going to go to the Iron Pig and have some, you know, barbecue. And Ted texted me. He's from downstate. He listens to my show on the website. And he texted me. He said, we were so excited. We got off the expressway. We went downtown like we've heard you tell us years, you know, for years how to get there. And when we got there, it was gone. And the wife looked at him and said, oh, well, we're already here. We parked. Let's give it a try. We'll catch the Iron Pig on the way back home. I think they live in Redford. And so they stopped at the downtown location, Prohibition, tried that out, text me. It was phenomenal food, great experience. It was really cool, they said. And then they caught you on the way back at the new location, because he texted me going up to the UP. And I said, oh, yeah, this is the new address, 4029 Old 27 Highway across from Mount Siegel Lake. And so they caught you guys on the way back. Loved the new restaurant as well. So you got 2 5-star Google reviews from Ted.
That's awesome. Appreciate it, Ted. Thank you. And, you know, that's kind of what we're finding, too, is that folks are hitting both restaurants. You know, the downtown is only open for dinner, so 4 o'clock Tuesday through Saturday till about 10 o'clock. Happy hour runs 4 to 6 all of those days. But, yeah, we're not open for breakfast or lunch. We're not open Sundays and Mondays. So we do hear often that people try to stop downtown looking for the Iron Pig. We still have a little bit of signage there that'll be removed within the next week or so.
Yeah.
So there are still some remnants of Iron Pig downtown, but that's been part of the plan, is to slowly withdraw from that. So, yeah.
All right. And again, the website, ironpigsmoke.com. You can order carry out. You can check out reservations for the pavilion. Ian, we appreciate your brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, as always, Trucker Andy.
I'm the Hour News of Hour Number 2. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. While the water recedes, the scope of the damage is being exposed. Nearly 200 homes have flooded along the Sturgeon River near Indian River. Flood conditions across Emmett County have stabilized as water levels stopped rising in most areas. That's according to Emmett County Emergency Management. However, water on the runways has kept the Pelston Regional Airport closed at least until Thursday. While Morenci County Emergency emergency management officials are reminding the public that the twin dams, Moose Lake and Hiawatha Dam, sit in private property and they remain closed to the public. While flooding in the Lower Peninsula has attracted the most attention, flooding is a concern in the UP. Roads are closed in the Marquette area and rivers and streams are overflowing. Marquette County declared a state of emergency Friday. The city of Ishpeming is asking residents to redirect sub pumps to discharge outside or into a storm sewer. Officials warn residents